Their journey may be 12,000 miles, and the birds fly non-stop, sustaining themselves by diving into the sea for fish as they go. Some use their eyes to follow the geographical features they see below them, and have a mental map by which they steer. Many follow obvious features, such as coastlines, mountain ranges, or deep valleys. Swans flying down from Siberia to Britain travel in family parties, so the young cygnets compile such maps as they follow their parents. The young cuckoo, however, is abandoned by its parents even before it is hatched, but it too manages to find its way down to southern Africa. If it has a mental map, it must have inherited it. But how did such migrants ever learn that there was better weather at the other end of the globe? Or that hundreds of miles north of the African savannas, for a few months, there was abundant food to be had? The answer seems to lie in the past. At the end of the last ice age, some 11,000 years ago, glaciers stretched across the middle of Europe, and African birds had little difficulty in visiting their southern edges, where during the summer there were rich flushes of insects and other foods. As the ice age passed and the earth warmed, the glaciers year by year retreated, but the habit of flying north for the summer persisted, and so it continues to this day, even though their journey is no longer just a few miles, but may well be several thousand.